6:53 with Bill and Pete, and Tuesday, not Tuesday, so we chatted up with the deputy director at our Kenosha Public Museums. Exclusively to us, she is museum lady Peggy Gregorski. Good morning.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hoping you guys are recovered from Election Day, the biggest turnout in the history of the entire world, universe, galaxy. It must have been very, very busy there last Tuesday.
It was very busy everywhere last Tuesday. The polls stayed busy all day. I was really impressed with the number of people who registered that day and voted that day for the first-time voters, people new to the area. Poll workers were great. Voters were very patient. At the Civil War Museum, other than first thing in the morning, there was really never a line more than five or six people, but it was steady all day. And then I worked over at City Hall helping with counting ballots in the evening. And, wow, talk about lots of dedicated hard workers. And it was a privilege, really, to see the process from start to finish in one day.
Wow, what a good citizen you are. You should probably find a better show to be on than us. I mean, that's how good you are. It makes us look pretty bad. Anyway, but seriously, a very good job over there by all the folks. Now, let's get to museum fun and stuff we can do. Peggy?
Last call today. Dino Family Trivia Night is tonight.
Tonight's the night?
Tonight's the night. It's at 6 o'clock. It's a Zoom program. So give us a call to pre-register. It's just $5 for your whole family. Could be a lot of fun on a Tuesday night.
Ah, awesome. Are you well-versed in dinosaur trivia yourself?
No. No, I am not.
Not at all.
I would not. No, do not pick me for your team.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
That's right. Tomorrow morning. Well, wait, one more thing. Let's see. This is tomorrow at noon. I've heard of her, Sarah Emma Edmonds. We talked about this, I think, last week. Sarah Emma Edmonds enlisted in the on behalf of the Union as Franklin Thompson.
Yeah, she misrepresented her gender in an effort to fight the fight.
Absolutely. Learn more about her. I misled you. It is actually today on Facebook. That's why I have it number two on my list.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's today, Facebook noon. It will also be available on YouTube following the Facebook presentation. And tomorrow, Wednesday, 9:30, what we've all been waiting for, Museum Munchkins, and it is...
Oxen.
No, but you're very close.
Really?
Sea urchins.
Wait a minute.
Well, that's in the same neighborhood.
Oxen and sea urchins. Who knew they were related?
I don't know.
So we can learn we'll the sea urchin how. Story, get the sea urchin dance and the sea urchin song.
Live on Facebook tomorrow morning at 9:30, and then also available on our YouTube channel later in the week.
You better always subscribe to that YouTube channel. There's a lot going on there, people.
Holy smokes, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. This is a little bit more serious now. The museum is really dedicated to teacher education as well, so helping teachers learn, especially about history, American history, Civil War history. And we have developed a new program, actually developed a resource for teachers that helps teachers teach what we call hard history. Many of the programs are related to Black, Indigenous, and people of color topics, related to the Civil War, slavery, all those things. Those are really hard things to teach kids. And the Civil War Museum staff has developed a resource list. And so actually we've now developed a free webinar for teachers to talk to them about this resource list and the best practices, current practices in teaching these hard topics. So that is actually going to be a program available Thursday, this Thursday, November 12th at 4 p.m. You need to pre-register because it's a Zoom meeting, but it's a way to help teachers get a hold of some of the new resources that are available, but also some tips, again, in teaching what we call hard history.
Wow, what a good thing that is to help teachers along. Yeah, because a lot of those subjects aren't traditionally taught, and we're seeing that turn the corner now. So what a great tool that is, Peggy.
Exactly, and it will be available. We've obviously reached out to teachers individually through our regular resources, and most teachers are probably getting ready for school now or already there. But just, again, it's an important effort for the museum on behalf of our whole community. Just a reminder, last week we talked about Sir Butternut coming to Madison.
Yes, we did.
Speaking of Civil War history, this is a program that is actually this Friday, November 13th at noon. Also on Facebook, Larry Desitel talks about the experiences of Confederate soldiers at Camp Randall and kind of their background, their experience, their connection to slavery. This, too, is actually going to bring us back to modern history, our current history. Things come full circle, and it's actually a really impressive program. It was recorded, so we've actually seen it already. You'll want to tune in. It'll be really good. And big news, big news. A surprise pop-up museum, the Kenosha Public Museum, the Dinosaur Discovery Museum, and the Civil War Museum will be open this Saturday, a pop-up museum day.
Yay! That kind of stuff's happening all over the place. We got food trucks. Why not a pop-up museum?
We have not been able to be open on the weekends, and we're going to try it out this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Opens at noon at the Dino Museum.
Stop on by. Check it out. Always fun stuff. How do we find out more, Peggy?
Give us a jingle at 262-653-4140 or go to the website, KenoshaPublicMuseum.org, and love us on Facebook.
She is museum lady, Peggy Grigorski. Peggy, thank you so much. You have a terrific week, okay?
Thanks. You guys, too. Take care.